I'm Sarah Taylor, a lawyer at Stevenson Bolton, and I welcome you to our second podcast about setting up business in the UK. Now is an ideal time to expand your business into the UK, and over the next few weeks, we will be continuing to discuss how to go about this, the opportunities available, and the dangers to avoid. Today, I'm speaking with Jackie Penlington, Managing Associate and Immigration Law Specialist, who has helped many businesses to assemble their teams in the UK. We will be discussing the immigration options available to businesses setting up in the UK, as well as highlighting critical first steps and pitfalls to avoid. Jackie, a very warm welcome to our podcast.
Thank you very much, Sarah.
So, Jackie, what are the key things to consider when setting up in the UK?
Well, the starting point, Sarah, is that any non-UK or non-Irish national needs permission to work in the UK. It's really important to get this right, as the employer commits a criminal offence by employing someone they either knew or had reasonable cause to believe didn't have the right to work in the UK. And that's punishable by 5 years in prison and or an unlimited fine. So it's really, really important to avoid that. Also, there are civil penalties if you're employing someone who doesn't have the right to work, if the appropriate right to work checks weren't carried out before they started employment for you. And whilst that maximum fine was previously £20,000 per worker, that has actually recently risen to £60,000 from the 13th of February this year. So it's really critical to get advice early on, we'd say, and we'd recommend getting professional advice, as the UK immigration rules are complex and can change at very short notice.
So what are the main immigration options to consider?
I think the first question to ask, which is helpful, is, before going ahead with any type of company sponsorship, is does that individual you wish to transfer to the UK or a new employee in the UK, do they have any immigration options based on their personal circumstances? Because in most cases, that's going to be both a quicker and cheaper process. So the kind of key ones to bear in mind is, do they have a relationship with someone in the UK or who's a UK national? Do they have any claim to ancestry? There's something called the high potential individual route or the global talent route, for example. It's worth scoping out those things first.
I see. But in circumstances where the individual does not have those options, what are the company sponsorship options?
So one to consider is the UK expansion worker route. It's for overseas businesses that aren't already set up in the UK and don't yet have any employees based here. And it enables those overseas businesses to transfer senior managers or specialist employees to come and manage the setup of the UK business. And this route really demonstrates why it's important to get advice early on, because as part of this UK expansion worker route, the overseas business has to show what's called a UK footprint. So, for example, they've set up the UK subsidiary or branch, or they have business premises already in place, but they can't yet be actively trading in the UK. And if they go too far down that road, this option is counted out altogether. The process for the UK expansion worker is that overseas business applies for a sponsor licence. And this is a really involved process because they have to show quite detailed business plans for the UK expansion and usually lots of financial evidence showing that they've been trading and that it's a genuine business prospect to set up in the UK. On timescales, it can take up to 9 months to process a sponsor license application under the UK expansion worker. And also, even once that's approved, the individual then has to apply for their own immigration permission to come and enter the category. Come and enter the UK under this category. And that usually takes a couple of weeks to be processed on top.
So if the expansion route is not an option for whatever reason, what other immigration routes are available to businesses?
So the most common immigration option that's used by companies is the sponsorship route. So either there are different tiers, there's the skilled worker and the senior specialist worker route, which previously was called the intercompany transfer route. And this enables UK companies to sponsor non-UK, non-Irish nationals for particular skilled roles. But to use this sponsorship route, that UK company already has to be fairly established in the UK. It has to already be active and trading, and it has to have at least one employee based in the UK. But it's the UK company that applies for the sponsor license. And in order to get that, they have to provide certain information and documents to show that they're active in trading, like the VAT registration certificate, the corporate bank statements, etc. So although it's possible to actually obtain the sponsor license fairly quickly once all the documents are submitted, it actually often takes several months, if not longer, for the company to be in a position to submit their application and set up the bank account and set up VAT registration. So it can take a lot longer.
Is there anything else to bear in mind for sponsorship?
We always make it really clear to the companies we advise that they're signing up to quite onerous record keeping and reporting obligations, because they can be visited for an audit by the Home Office at any time whilst they hold a sponsor license. So that needs to be taken into account. And also, companies need to be aware they can only use the sponsorship regime for what's called skilled roles, and the salary level for the role they're sponsoring has to be at a particular level, which depends on the role. They can't sponsor for lower skilled roles. So many things in the hospitality sector wouldn't be capable of sponsorship, for example.
What often surprises overseas clients who want to bring staff to the UK or recruit from overseas? What sometimes trips them up in your experience, Jackie?
I think one of the most shocking things is the cost of if they're going down the sponsorship route in particular. So just to give you an idea, Sarah, the cost of applying for a sponsor license and for a 5-year skilled worker visa just for one individual you want to sponsor will range from around £10,000 to £12,000, depending on the size of the company. And that doesn't include any fees for any accompanying family members. And also timescales, I've seen, can be lengthy. It can take a long time to get everything together to apply and then submit to the Home Office authorities. And one of the things that can trip companies and individuals up is if the employee is transferring with their families, not everyone in their family will be able to apply as their dependent. So if they have children age 18 already, for example, they won't be able to come as dependents. They'll have to find another immigration route, like a student route, for example.
Well, thank you, Jackie. That's been really helpful. And to finish, what would you say are the key takeaway points for our listeners?
I think the key point is start thinking about the immigration side of things as early as possible. So take advice and take it early on.
Thank you, Jackie. A big thank you to our listeners. I hope that you have found today's discussion useful. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions of topics that you would like us to cover in this series, please get in touch through our website. We'd love to hear from you. And do join us for our next podcast, when Lloyd Davey, partner and employment law expert, will be talking us through his experience of helping businesses successfully establish in the UK. Follow the link on our website to subscribe to the series.